Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I am very excited to have a very full house today. We have with us Kathy Droz, CEO and founder of Her Certified. Welcome.
Thank you.
We've been ready to do this for a while, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Thank you.
I'm so thrilled that you're here, and you've brought a couple of powerful women alongside you to help tell the story about your success and their own. We also in the studio have with us Lauren Rosenberg, who is a public relations professional, I think is probably the best way to introduce you. Lauren, welcome and thank you for being here.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And you're in Scottsdale, correct?
I am.
But you've got clients all over.
Yeah, we're businesses are all over, so I'm all over.
Very good. I love to hear that. And also with us is Denise Erickson, who is with Lexus Superstition Springs. And Denise is the Lexus's Master Certified Technology Specialist. Welcome, Denise.
Thank you so much.
Thrilled to have you.
Pleasure.
So, gosh, why would all these women gather behind the mic to talk about vehicles and purchasing cars? Probably, Kathy, you're the best one to tell us why we're here.
Well, I hope I am the best to tell you. I think the ladies are here today because they each represent a different part of the car buying. We have someone from a dealership, Denise, and then we have Lauren Rosenberg, who I think has bought two vehicles at Superstition Springs Lexus. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's because they are her certified. And it started out with me writing a book for women, how to buy vehicles, but I found that both men and women, you know, utilize the book. So I wrote the book, and it was very important to me to let people know that females, you know, they influenced 85%, bought 65%, and I wanted dealerships to know the same thing so that they could understand how men and women think differently and increase sales to women. So it was a two-part. I believe in a win-win situation always. So the book was to help men and women, but at the same time, how could I help women buy vehicles if the dealership still didn't understand how to take care of women the way they wanted to be? So that led into the sales training.
And Denise, how did Lexus get involved, and you specifically? Tell us a little bit about that story.
Kathy and I go back, oh gosh, maybe 7 or 8 years. And I was working for another manufacturer at the time when Her Certified was in its infancy. And by the time it was ready, I was with Lexus. And it's an experience that you'll all remember. You remember your first car. You'll probably remember your last car. And there may or may not be good experiences in between. Bottom line is Kathy put together a program and training for not just the salespeople, not just people that are going one-on-one with potential customers, the receptionist, other support personnel. We all need to be on the same page. We all need to understand what role we play in the transaction process. And with everybody more enlightened and empowered through Her Certified, I think it's been a huge success for the dealership. And I've had many clients ask, why are we Her Certified? And I explained we were the first.
Oh,
dealership.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
We were the pilot. We were the first, which was an honor, by the way. But we've had so many people that have embraced the program for whatever reason. And it's not just female-centric. It applies to men as well. It applies to first-time buyers who are testing the waters and really don't have any experience to draw off of. And I think the parameters set forth in the book and the training really give us a leg up on the competition.
What would you say is the magic, Kathy? And I'm sure there's a lot of components to the training and to the book, but is it really treating people with respect, or is it it's bigger than that? Is it the power of how women purchase differently and decide differently? Is it all those things?
You know, Karen, it is all about the customer experience for women. So certainly, I put the program together. I started 4 years ago, started with the book, and then realized the book was enlightening women in particular. But at the end of every chapter, I write, if I owned a dealership, Kathy Droz, a female with all the experience that I had in the industry, And that got the attention of manufacturers. So they were like, you know, Porsche called and said, well, you know, can you help us out here? What are we doing wrong? It has to do with women and men buy differently. We think differently. We are born that way. So training in the past for men and women in a dealership, for men in particular, Denise, and please correct me if I'm wrong, the basics are taught. Look the woman in the eye. Oh, women buy cars now, so make sure that you shake their hand as well as the man. Women, don't look at their chest. Don't, you know, look them in the eyes, you know, right. The typical thing. Right. But when you can explain how the brain is different and how we buy differently, and I do that in the training. I have a graph of Home Depot where you see both a man and a woman are going to buy a hammer. The man goes in, goes directly, looks up and says, oh, you know, there's the tools. I'll go and get that hammer. While a woman stops before she gets to the hammer and she's going, oh, look at those plants. That flower pot's great.
Right.
No different than buying a car. When a man or a woman in the sales position do not understand that, they might become frustrated. They may not know how to handle that situation. So that's basically what I explain. I think that's what's different than any other training. I'm not training them like a teacher would. I'm letting them know how they can increase their sales, how women buy. It's not about how
psychology.
To sell to women. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so, Lauren, how do you come into this picture? Because at the beginning of the show, obviously, Kathy mentioned you have purchased two vehicles then with Lexus dealership.
Superstition Springs Lexus.
Specifically, yeah. So tell us how you landed here as a preferred customer and a fan of her certified.
Well, I was in a situation that I had been driving my BMW for a long time, probably too long, and I needed a new car, wanted a nice car, and I knew it was an SUV, and that's what I wanted. But I didn't really know what brand or what kind of car I wanted. Anyway, my story is probably very typical and not so unique that I went to literally five different Phoenix dealerships looking for the right car at the right price, the right deal, working with the right people. And I just felt so intimidated and it was a very daunting experience. I was so frustrated because it was taking way too long and I felt very patronized at a lot of these dealerships because it's not my business. I don't know about buying a car. I almost feel like I'd rather go shopping for a bathing suit than buy a car. You know, it's got to be easier.
Not me.
Right.
So literally after five, I remembered the book, Her Certified, and I picked it up and started reading about it. And then I researched who was her certified dealership. And Superstition Springs Lexus. And I went, Lexus? Yes, I would like to drive a Lexus. I would like that very much. But I don't even know if I could make this work. But I found that they were her certified. And I have to say that instantly upon arrival, the first moment I entered the dealership, I just felt that it had started at the top. And everyone was so pleasant to me. And I didn't feel that I was being played. If you will.
Sold to, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't feel any, with the other dealerships, I didn't feel any authenticness. Is that a word? Authentic.
Sure it is. It is now. We get it.
So anyway, so I purchased one and then I purchased two. So it's been a great experience.
Yeah, that's huge. It speaks volumes about what the program does and obviously about Superstition Springs Lexus. Mm-hmm. You've all embraced this philosophy and this training then, is that right?
Absolutely.
Everybody.
Yeah, you know, in the case of Lauren, or I can't tell you how many customers, and this has to do with the manufacturer and the brand, Lexus has a very loyal following, but we as a dealership have what I affectionately term repeat offenders, where people have one and they come back for the next or a second simultaneously, or a husband and a wife come in and get both of their cars together. And it has a lot to do with that feeling that Lauren was talking about when you walk in the door, that it's authentic. The experience is real. We mean it. And I think most people, especially when you get to the stage where you're buying a Lexus, know the difference between authentic and having somebody try to shove something down your throat. Everybody should be confident and thrilled with their purchase. And we stand behind it, not just as a manufacturer, but certainly as a dealership.
You know, I like to say that I'm living the dream. That's what I say. I'm living the dream, driving my Lexus.
Right. And the other thing that's interesting, Karen, you know this almost in any business, the culture and everything starts at the top. So it's not that every Lexus dealership in town is going to have the same effect on someone. Mm-hmm. So my idea was to go out and find the dealerships that I felt would embrace the HERS certified. I certainly don't want to have women calling me going, oh, that place is HERS certified. It's terrible. They treated me poorly. So I kind of chose Brent and he chose me at the same time because he already embraced. I love the fact that he comes and meets the, am I correct, Denise? I mean, you could be working with someone. They haven't even signed the papers yet. And Denise can say, Brent, I'd like you to meet Mrs. So-and-so or Mr. So-and-so and et cetera. He is there. He is active. And he also listens, which I'm not saying that's unusual for men, but I am saying that he listened. Women, because I have so many facts about women, what women want in a car dealership experience. One of them is as simple as, a woman might go over to grab a bite to eat. And I think you have cupcakes with the Lexus logo on it in the icing.
Well, that alone would
that
get me there.
Alone. Yeah.
I wouldn't get to wear that bathing suit we talked about earlier.
No, right. But no, and we know why, because we're eating the cupcakes. Right. I could just lick off the logo.
Yeah.
But I find it interesting. I had said to him at one point, I said, you know, women are funny like that. It's been exposed. They're out there. And if they're not eaten by 3 o'clock, they may not. He went and got a cover for it. Now you have that catering tray that has a pastry type cover over it. So here's someone who listened.
Yes.
Where not every dealership does. So it's not like I'm going to certify 400 dealerships in Arizona. I'm picky, and they also have to believe in what I believe.
Well, right.
In.
Otherwise, it's going to be lost on the leadership and everybody underneath.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd like to be the J.D. Powers of for women and HERS certified, and I certainly in my logo made it look a lot like J.D. Powers. So
I love it. So tell our listeners and me, of course, about your background. You spoke to it just briefly, kind of hinting that this really was a natural fit for you.
I think it was. In the book, the first thing that I do is I talk about the buying power of women, and I list everything. And the second thing I do is my story, and it is a 10-year-old girl who went with her. We're from New York, in case the accent didn't get you yet. but we're... You are too. Don't you be laughing.
I know. Where in New York are you?
Long Island.
Oh, thank you for the delicious accent.
Yes.
You said
I'm from Long Island too, but I'm Queens, actually.
My daughter moves to Brooklyn soon, July 15th.
Wow.
Going to work for Red Bull. Yeah.
Is she?
It's
good
very
for
exciting.
Her.
So
my parents, not because they were wealthy, but a dad liked to trade in cars every year. So mom and dad drove. So every year they got a new car, alternated, and they would trade in, et cetera. But my father was a New York tough salesman, and I was a shy little girl, and mom did not want to go with him any longer to shop for cars. So it was like, Mikey will eat it. It was bring Kathy. So I started at age 10, and in the book I say at age 10, this is what I learned at age 11, et cetera. I learned how to negotiate. I learned what a win-win situation would be. I also learned I did not want to do what my dad did to get to the price that he wanted. But at age 17, I walked in and bought the family car. And then when I decided what was going to be, now we're in the 60s. It wasn't Carvana then. I went in and said, this is what we need. Everything was an option. And so dad just came in and wrote the check. So my experience then, I wound up buying the family cars after that and my own cars and helping other people. That led to a stay-at-home motherhood for 12 years. And after that, divorced and said, I need a job. I need to do something. I decided, let me go work for an ad agency. One thing led to the other. Automotive became my specialty. Opened my own ad agency 20 some odd years ago. Tribune wanted me to test drive cars. So it's cumulative. I do not have a college education. I have, you know, the education of life and good, bad, and indifferent. So that's really from the ad agency working for a large auto group here, doing all of their marketing. I was able to get women's would come to me all the time and say, how can you work in this industry? They're horrible. I go, no, dealers aren't that bad. Right, Denise?
They're not that bad.
They're not that bad. When you think of it, when someone keeps telling you this is not, you know, you're working in a horrible industry, but you are there day in and day out. I did see when women walked in, the original title of my book was, Do These High Heels Make Me Look Stupid? Because.
And that's a negative.
And that's a negative. So we changed it, but it was what used to happen in the dealership. If a woman walked in and she was dressed in a business suit or something else, they thought, oh, we're going to make money on them. They don't really know. It's not like that anymore. We come in and we know way more. Men and women both know more than half the salespeople. But to get back to how I got involved, I finally had a ad agency executive say to me, you need to write a book. And it needs to be a fun, because I do have a sense of humor. It needs to be a fun way of explaining to women how to buy a car, because you know the ins and outs. You've worked in the dealership. You've test driven. I've test driven 500 cars in 12 years for manufacturers. I write about it. So combining all of that, it's great to write a book, but then you say, well, how is that helping until you help the dealers?
Right, because this is great by itself. And it's wonderful to have a book. And I, no doubt, obviously, Lauren's an example of how helpful it is truly for women who are buying. But to create a certified, a program where folks can get certified and stand behind the power of this knowledge and this the skill set really is brilliant.
It is. It's amazing, isn't it?
They're not changing their behavior. I have to say, the Lexus store, at one time, you employed more women. That was the other reason that was so attractive. Mm-hmm. Not only were they in finance and technology, two women in technology, when we would normally think that would be a millennial or a man, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Plus, she's been a top salesperson wherever she has been because she understands and she's calm and she's not, doesn't have that desperate, I've got to sell another car this week. And so it is a culture. There's no doubt.
You know, and I've always stressed to people, whether it be at Lexus or I've worked for Land Rover and BMW and Volvo as well, is it's okay to care, like really care.
Yes.
Not you're pretending to care because people know the difference.
That's right.
It's okay to really care. And if you do really care, it comes across immediately. It lends more credibility to not only your brand, but yourself and whatever program. In case of her certified, I think that just adds a lot more cred to our business. But people are much more comfortable, and in the case of Lauren, more apt to come back to buy the second one or tell their friends, I love my new Lexus. I was treated so well. I've found over the years, many of my friendships have come directly from my association with them initially at the office because we struck a chord somewhere along the line and it just blossomed into something else. And I've been in the Valley for 11 years, and I have to say that 99.9% of my connections and friends have pretty much come through, you know, the office. Mm. And it, to me, it's so important to be proud of what you represent. And I couldn't be prouder of Kathy and our program and the way we do business.
And actually, I have referred.
Yes, you have.
My mother and a girlfriend. I've referred four or five people. Three of them have purchased the same car in different looks of the same car. And actually, one of them has written to me several times. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for referring me to Superstition Springs Lexus. It's I feel not, like I'm a commercial for them.
You but, are. Well, you are now, actually.
But you know what's interesting from a business standpoint? When you go to a dealership, and take it from my end now, not theirs, this is a program that I need to sell. It costs money, right? So you go to a dealership or maybe another type of organization like that, and most of them will say, because this is what they're used to, they say, what's my ROI? Okay, well, I'm not Auto Trader. I'm not, you know, dialing for dollars here. So if they say, what's my return, which Brent did not, what's my return on investment? I say, if you follow along, you hire the right people, you have a staff that understands, tenfold, because this is what they really want. They want to increase sales to women. Because they know
they're the ones
making the purchase now more than ever. And they want to raise for people who are not in this industry, CSI, which is this customer service index. That is so important to a dealership to get back to their manufacturer. So when you purchase a vehicle and you get an email now, right? They don't mail it out anymore. You get an email and they want you to rank or rate your experience.
Survey,
right? they want it to all be a 10, obviously, because that gets sent to the manufacturer. And that then the salesperson could get a spiff. Is that correct?
Yeah. In many cases, bonuses are predicated upon CSI.
Correct. So you see where the money is. And I can increase the CSI score from women. And I can tell you very simply why, if you'd like to hear. So Portia gave me this 2 years ago and said, okay, Kathy, how come when a man and a woman walk into the Porsche store, same dealership, same salesperson, same time of day, they bought the same vehicle, let's say Cayenne, okay, buy the same vehicle, they leave there happy and everything is great. They pay the same amount of money. When they are given the survey, the man ranks a 10 and the woman ranks an 8. And he said, you know, call me back. Let me know what you think the reason is. I said, oh, you don't have to call me back. I know the reason. A woman thinks differently. So when she went into the ladies' room, there could have been no toilet paper yeah. left, or soap was over there, or she went to get the creamer and it was empty. Because when she took the survey, despite how happy she was with the selection and the price,
the extra little thing.
It was the extra
there
little.
There wasn't lotion.
Or there wasn't lotion, which is, you know, which I recommend all the time. That is what makes the difference. So you need to be able to let a dealer know that, and they have to be able to feel good about it. I had one dealer say to me, I've never walked into the ladies' room. I had no idea. They had a flower arrangement that was filled with dust. And I came out of there and I said to him, because I do a, what do, Lauren? I will do a walk around, just like they would with a car. I had to think what it was. So I do a walk around first and I will recommend, you know, this is not appealing to women. Move the cars back a little bit. I mean, I'm pretty detailed besides the bathroom. And so I came out to him and I said, here's my list. And there's dust all over the plastic flowers in the ladies' room. And he goes, okay.
No, you need to remove that dust.
And I go, okay, yeah, okay.
Not okay.
Okay. Yeah. So you see, there isn't that men and women think differently. So I go, okay, well, you need to remove not because those are like flowers from 1974 and they have a lot of dust on them. It's not appealing. And I said, and the change table is broken on the left side. He goes, oh, he goes, I've never been in the ladies' room.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, A. But B, someone has to do that. Maybe the gal at the front desk or someone else responsible. So it's things like that. So I know I can improve the CSI.
And it's an experience. That's what I'm hearing you say.
But it was an attitude also. It's an attitude that is, it's almost, you can't feel it. You can't define it. You just, I mean, you do feel it. You can't see it, but you feel it.
Right. I always say
in
my training, yes, you hear it. In the training, I will say, now when you invite people into your home, think of it that way. You're having a party and people come in your home. You know, you take their purse, you tell them where to put it. You offer them a drink immediately. So one of the things which you're all very good with is you come in and Karen walks in and the receptionist, which you have a wonderful woman there, says, how can I help you? I say to women, you decide ahead of time who you want to help you. I know they call them ups and they're some of them are glomming on you the minute you walk in. At Lexus, it isn't. You walk in and if you say to the reception, you know, I'd like to work with a female. Great. Or I'd like to work with a millennial because the technology is excellent. Or I really would like to work with a man or a woman who's been here over 20 years, whatever the case may be. And they should be able to match you up with that. So initially your experience, you asked for that. That's it's so far you're in a good spot. But you also should be able to be asked, Denise might come over to me and say, Kathy, would you like a cup of coffee? I say, don't point to where the coffee is. How do you like your coffee? Let me go get you a cup. Wouldn't you think, Lauren?
I want to feel nurtured.
Yes. And that's
perfect
women
word.
In general nurtured and care about. A lot has to do, and at the Lexus store, when they were done with the training, one of them, who thought he knew everything, tapped me on the shoulder afterwards. He goes, I can't believe it. I've really picked up a couple of things I didn't know before. You know, and then you get the men or women who want to frame their certification, and then you get others who just want to whip it out, or they keep the book there or something. And others, I think, don't verbalize it, but
there's
make
a
little
of
difference.
Pride for sure. There's pride in
that's
that.
That's what I would like.
Well, absolutely. And that's what I hear. Denise, as you all have embraced this certification, what are some of the favorite things you hear from people purchasing that you know we're doing it right?
Oh, I think you can see it on their faces. It's a joyful experience. It should be.
Yes.
And we still utilize the big red bow that Lexus started the December to Remember promotion with years and years ago. We have, I think, 5 or 6 big red bows that are utilized every single day for picture taking. And, you know, it's just a special experience. How often do you do this? Even if you lease a car every single year, it needs to be special. It needs to be memorable. You need to feel nurtured. You need to feel well taken care of, which is why we have so many, quote unquote, repeat offenders, because they appreciate what it is that we do for them. And we hugely appreciate them, because without them, we aren't in business at all.
Can you tell us a little bit about Superstition Springs Lexus? Just tell us a little bit about, who you all are and where you're located.
We are at 6206 East Test Drive in Mesa, Arizona. We are right off the 60 Test Drive.
Perfect. Isn't that perfect?
We have had the Lexus ticket for, I believe, 5 years now. It was an addition. We have 30 some odd other stores in the Valley. This is our Lexus store. The general manager and I worked together at Volvo for years. Oh. So we knew each other. And I lived on the other side of the Valley. And I wasn't going to make the drive. And I got out of the car business for a couple of years just to take a little break. I had been in luxury automotive for over 20 years at that point. And I happened to stop by just to say hi a few years ago, visiting my sister here for the holidays. And he was like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And it was like, "Hey, I don't think so.
Stay away from me. I'm done.
Yeah, whatever it is you're selling, I'm not buying." And we know each other too well. So he said, "No, Lexus actually has, and they require certified technology specialists," which is something I think, I don't care if you're Chevy, Ford, Nissan, everybody should have somebody that does this, because the cars these days are so technologically, for some, challenging. For a millennial, probably not so much. For a 12-year-old, maybe not so much.
And then there are different phones. There's a Samsung versus an Apple.
Absolutely. Yeah. And different applications on both. And, you know, for a lot of people, this is daunting. You might have had 5 Lexus RX 350s, but the new one incorporates the latest and greatest technology. And, you know, you get in and the dash doesn't look familiar and the knobs aren't where you expect. And it's kind of the deer in the headlights type of feeling. Well, one of the things I want to assure people of is that I can meet with you as many times as you wish, for as long as you wish, because I want you totally savvy and comfortable with all the features of your new car. And I think that's something that brings people back repeatedly. Again, it's just something special that Lexus offers. I think all manufacturers should jump on board. Similar to HERS Certified, I think they should all jump on board. Embrace it, because all it does is enhance business and increases your credibility.
Absolutely.
And dealerships need something extra.
That's true.
With the way, we keep up with automotive news and all of this. I mean, we've got the autonomous cars coming. We've got things like Carvana, where the younger generation is ordering their cars online. They don't put the same value into going. They don't want to go into a dealership because they've seen their mothers harassed or their dads and had a bad experience. So they're ordering online because they're comfortable doing that. So dealerships, I believe,
they need a reason to bring people back in.
They really do. Yep.
It's, and, again, nurturing an experience. I think those are the keys.
It really is.
Yeah.
And when you find a dealer that embraces it, I think it's great. And I do consulting. So it's not like they have to pay a fortune. But my experience is certainly worth some kind of dollar figure.
But I think if they're HERS certified, it's going to bring another customer in, as it brought me in.
You know, it will, Lauren, as long as they also advertise it. Like Lexus did put the logo into their December sales flyer. Yeah. The more and more that people realize that this is something, oh, okay, that's how they treat women. And I fortunately, at this is the only HERS certified store that has an actual kiosk in there, which I designed. And it is a 10 by 10 that has a chair and table and so forth. And I have a photo of that on my website as well. And that, if nothing else, it says, you know, we're HERS certified at Superstition Springs Lexus, giving women what they want in a car buying situation, because they know what they want. Because they've told me, and I've spent years writing it down, and so forth. And I have, So I'm very confident what I have is important. And I think someone like Warren Buffett should just buy me out. That's what it is. Do you know him, Karen?
I don't, but let me see what I can do. Okay, let me check my Rolodex. And of course, Denise will laugh at me because she's,
I have a Rolodex also. And a day timer.
Right. You got to have those old tools, right? But for our technology specialist, she's probably seeing silly girls.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't, this is a learned behavior for me.
Yeah.
My father was an engineer. My brother was an engineer. I did not get that gene.
You did not.
This is a
which is
behavior.
Why I think you're probably the perfect person to work with these folks who technology may not come natural to them.
No, exactly. And I think they understand that. I and depending on the situation, and I've delivered many a vehicle to professors at ASU that are absolutely brilliant minds in their field, far more than I could ever hope to be. And they get in the car and we're all on the same playing field here. Where it's like, oh, wow, this isn't like my last one. No, or one of the things that always cracks me up. Did I have this button on my last car? Yeah, you did.
They probably, though, if they hadn't been spent time with you or Superstition Springs Lexus, have somebody explain it to them to know how to utilize the button. And what a shame with all those features. If you don't know how to find that feature or how to use it correctly, why would you be spending that kind of money?
That is a very good point.
That's crazy. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're spending $10,000 or $100,000. Everybody should have the opportunity to have that experience and to have that authenticity. We also offer programs every other month, a Ladies Technology Night, which is limited to just the gals, obviously. And we take half a dozen cars in different positions in the showroom and isolate various features on each one. And after 10 minutes or so, we divide everybody into groups. The groups switch around and it's catered and it's a lot of fun. And on the alternate months, we do new owners evenings where they get a tour of the shop. They get to see what magic happens when they drop their car off.
Smart.
Yeah. You know, it's another chance to engage and it's another chance for everybody to meet the team, to see the team. And I can't tell you how many people have asked if they haven't seen it before about her certified. What is this? What does it mean for me? And the opportunity to be able to go into more depth. And it's like, because again, it's the brand recognition. They've never seen it before.
Well, that helps, obviously, Kathy.
Huge.
Helps you guys as well. Just continue to spread the word.
It does.
I'm curious, Lauren, with you, with your vehicle, what's your favorite feature, technically or otherwise? What do you love about the vehicle you're driving right now?
I think I love the drive.
Just the way it drives.
Just sitting in the seat, and I have an RX 350, and just sitting in the seat and driving it, it's just, I'm telling you, I say it all the time, I'm just living the dream. I mean, it sounds so goofy, but I really feel it.
But that's why you work hard, so that you can live the dream, right? This is why we do what we do, so that we can, maybe if our thing is feeling spoiled, or if our thing is, you know, getting somewhere faster, safer, or whatever it is for us, we want to say, look, I made this happen. And you've got a team supporting you to get there.
I'm very proud to drive it also. It has a beautiful line. The new lines of the, I think it was 17 and up or 18 and up.
16.
It was 16? Mm-hmm. Just absolutely beautiful. And I was going to say something else.
And Brett have kind of become friends.
Yeah.
You stop by and visit. He's not around the corner from you either, which is nice.
Oh, and that's another thing. I live farther away from Superstition Springs so that I should actually be shopping at a different Lexus dealership. Mm-hmm. But I choose to drive to Mesa. It's really an easy drive, actually. In actuality, it's just...
But it would have been more convenient.
It would have been more convenient to go to the other guy, but I liked that it was her certified. So that's what
enough
brought me there.
Enough to come back twice and bring your friends and family.
That's right.
Right. That's big.
Who thanked me.
Yes, over and over again, apparently.
I
love that.
Right.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you're available as a consultant as well as doing this initial sales training. Can you tell us a little bit how that works for those dealerships who are listening and curious about how they can get involved?
Well, sure. And Karen, it's very interesting how that came about. It's that I will get an email from a woman and they will say, I just want you to know. They're not her certified, the dealership. They'll say, I just had a horrible experience, this, that, and the other thing. I have no problem calling that dealership and getting a hold of that person and explaining to them what I just learned. And I pretty much counsel them on what they need to do. And it fortunately, probably 15 or 16 in the last 2 years in particular, I've made it all work. Again, it's win-win. It bring them together. The dealer, maybe he says, well, I'm sorry, we apologize, unwind the deal, whatever, however it works out. But what's interesting is that I find that it's the consulting that many times they need. They probably will never be HER certified, but I can help them get to the point where maybe someday they would. There is a dealership where I had a complaint. And when I walked in and we resolved the situation, he said to me, thank you very much. And I said, do you want to know why this all happened? And he said, yeah, go for it. And I explained to him not only how the dealership looked and presented, how the salespeople reacted to people, etc. And he said, well, could I be HER certified? I said, probably not. My standards are like really, really high. But how about for 3 months I consult you and we bring you to a point where that could be down the road? And done deal. And he said at the end, he said, I'm not so sure if we sold to more women, but the morale has been phenomenal. And so we have sold more cars because they seem happier to come to work. So however I can help.
That's got to be a big part of it, too. And I'm kind of pointing in Denise's direction, because when we feel good about the job that we provide and we don't necessarily come with that skill set, especially in an industry mm-hmm. like this, that's got to feel great for people to feel like, oh, my gosh, I really, like you said, I really have always wanted to care for these people, but I've been told or taught to do it differently. The word slimy was going to slide out of my mouth just now. Seriously, yeah. Like when we think about car sales, sometimes we think slime, but we're talking right. about the opposite of this. So the morale, you're speaking to the employee and the team morale, that's mm-hmm. got to be huge.
They felt it
makes
worse.
A big difference.
Yes.
You know, it radiates, it shows. I mean, people know. Once again, it goes back to authentic, mm-hmm. that we're genuinely glad to have you here at our home. Welcome. You know, let's go ahead and make your dreams come true.
And when we're, right to your point again, to Lauren's point, and when we are when we're talking about luxury vehicles, we're talking about people obviously who care about what they're purchasing. They care about what they're driving, and they run in circles of people who care. So it makes sense that you'd want to treat each of these customers, and I'll call them clients because I think mm-hmm. for me there's a difference. These are clients who you'd want, just like Lauren has shared with us, brag, boast, share with other people. You've got to go here to get your vehicle. Mm-hmm. And here's why. Because they're HER certified and they're going to take really, really good care of you.
That's true. And the statistically, they call it the power of nine. When it comes to a female and a male buying a car and leaving, and let's say they are disappointed in how they were treated or the price, whatever. The man, again, this is not my opinion. This is certainly research and hearing people. The man will tell another man, hey, yeah, I just bought that Lexus for X amount of dollars. And meanwhile, he knows he probably paid a little bit too much, but he will not admit that he had a bad experience. Whereas a woman will tell her friend who tells another friend. And by that time, 9 times 9 times 9, plus they're more apt to go on social media and other forms of letting people know they had a bad experience. And women will listen to other women. So that's the other thing I emphasize to any dealership, male or female salespeople, is what you do when a woman is not happy, just like in a marriage. And you know, Karen, this is really interesting. I last year I did a certification at a Toyota dealership. And I came back the next day because I'm kind of like become the grandma now because the salespeople are all so young. And I come back and high five and shaking hands. And the one young man pulled me over and he goes, Kathy, can I tell you something? I said, oh, I bet you sold to a woman after I left. And he said, no, I went home and I actually listened to my girlfriend
differently.
And he said, I shut up. I didn't try and fix it. I really listened to what her needs were. He said, and I can't thank you enough. I said, so you didn't sell a car? He goes, no.
but that's coming.
But that's okay. That's yeah. okay.
But things are better at home.
It starts and with behavior modification.
Yeah, that was more fun.
Yeah, hiring. So you spoke to that. You're right. Getting the right people on board.
Yes.
But also behavior modification.
Right. But listen and listening.
And listening to their needs. Sense of pride. Yeah.
We're communicators. Gosh. We want to be heard.
Yes. So great segue, because I was going to ask Lauren, I would be remiss if we just stuck to vehicles and a conversation around car buying and didn't have an opportunity to have you tell a little bit about your business, if you're up for it.
Oh, this is Business Radio X,
and yes. it's a hyper-local yes. studio. So if you would, please tell us a little bit about what you do professionally.
Well, I'm a publicist, and what I do is I get my clients publicity. And publicity comes in all forms, and it includes social media, but it's really communications. And so I manage their communications, but I'm also a marketer and I connect. So I connect people and to businesses and other individuals and anything that will enhance them and bring them up to the next level or keep them up there. And I plan events and I plan ad campaigns and I just sort of handle it all. I'm also an entrepreneur, so I know what it means to take a business from conception to implementation and keeping it there. So I bring all that to the table.
But Lauren, didn't you tell me that you and your mom are somewhat famous in the interior design business? Am I correct?
Yeah, my mother is a very well-known interior designer here in town, Elaine Rosenberg, and she's now Elaine Ryan for a long time. But she wrote a book called Color Your Life, and it was published by St. Martin's Press. And so I'm a former interior designer. I graduated from ASU in interior architecture, a minor in marketing. And she asked me, she said, do something to promote this book. And I said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to tie into the best home decorating kit that I can find, a do-it-yourself home decorating kit. And so I went on the hunt looking for the best one, but I couldn't even find one. So I ended up creating the first home decorating kit. It's called the Elaine Ryan Home Decorating Kit. And it includes the book, but it includes also a color matching system that she created and furniture templates, laying them out on a grid board. And we used to be with Home Depot, but wasn't our customer. So it's online. It's ElaineRyan.com and eBay.
I'm so glad I asked. It's so cool.
Yeah.
And it just fits with this theme, right? Listening for what's not being taken care of and speaking and fixing that through either a certification or this opportunity to kind of do it yourself.
Fulfilling a need.
Yes.
Finding a purpose and filling a need.
That's excellent. If I may segue to that, because you make a very good point, is that I used to do a radio show for Salem Communications, and it was called Two for the Road. And it was a gentleman and I who we would talk to manufacturers, designers, etc. And I can remember him and I came up with this idea. Well, finding sponsors was a challenge. And certainly we made no money. We just paid the bill each month and loved what we did. You know, we got to interview Alan Mulally and people in the industry. But I remember one of the gentlemen, executive at Salem Communications, said to me, a lot of people tap me on the shoulder and go like this because I must be doing something wrong. And they go, let's enlighten her. And so he said, Kathy, I'm going to tell you what I learned a long time ago is find out what the industry needs and then build your business. Yes. Don't you come up with an idea and then try and find people to support you. So that's what it was. When Automotive News every year front. Learn how women, you know, we want to sell to more women. This is an issue. I say, okay, this is it. But to you, it's exactly what does the market need? What does the market need? A smart technology.
We're not always, we don't always know, right?
No.
We don't always know. We think we know where we want to. We bake this thing and we say, oh, I want everybody to enjoy tasting this or whatever the thing is that we have to offer. But if no one likes that flavor or not enough people want to have that thing, then it's a hobby. There's no way to monetize it, right?
That's what my accountant says.
Yes.
It's a hobby now, Kathy.
Yeah. But this has been so much fun. I've so enjoyed getting to know each of you, and I love the connection and just the wisdom that each of you bring to this conversation. So before we close up the segment, I would love to ask each of you to, again, just share who you are, the customer base that you serve, and where we can find you out there in the world, either an address or a web address, whatever it is. Could I ask Denise to start for us?
Sure. It's Denise Erickson, Master Certified Technology Specialist at Lexus of Superstition Springs, 6206 East Test Drive in Mesa, Arizona. Our phone number is 480-324-8900. We look forward to hearing from you with any questions or comments.
Awesome. She's a pro.
She is a pro.
Love it. Yep. She's like, I've got this down. Oh, okay. Kathy, how about you?
So Kathy Droz, founder of Her Certified website, hercertified.com. And there's no need for a phone number. Just contact me. I'd love to, if you have a question, a problem, a situation, I would love to hear from you.
And where do we find the book?
The book is on Amazon, and it is A Woman's Guide to Buying a Car with Confidence and Street Smarts. That's the New York part of me. And Don't Let These High Heels Fool You.
And we'll have a picture of the cover of the book well when this becomes a podcast, but it is a slick looking
Thank
book.
You.
Yeah,
Thank
just
you.
Beautiful. So we can reach out to you if we're a dealer and we're curious about how to Absolutely. Get certified and or work with you as a consultant. And also, of course, for some buyers who are This would be a great gift for people too, wouldn't it?
It would
Either
be.
Buy it for yourself or share it with somebody who you know is looking for to purchase a car.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Is there anything else that I hadn't thought to ask that you're like, oh my goodness, you'll get in your beautiful car and head out of here and think, I wish Karen had said this. Did I miss anything that we really need to let our listeners know about how you're helping shift the industry?
I believe that I took on a project that a vice president of Lexus Corporate, who is no longer there, said to me at one time, you have a great program. I love what you did with the kiosk. He said, but what you are doing is what was really the responsibility of the manufacturer. We should be out training dealers the way that you are going out trying to do
That's
it.
That's really true.
And that's what they don't. A manufacturer will say to at a dealer meeting, you need to sell to more women. Get out there. So a dealer goes and puts up pink.
They think they know
pink
what they're
stuff.
Doing. Yeah.
They think they know what they're doing. They don't even consult a female that works there. And I feel that so my program would be very beneficial on a manufacturer's level. But I'm knocking on doors one at a time, you know, working towards as you said, when Mr. Buffett calls me, it'll be different. But right now, so. Other than that, I think you've asked all the right questions, and I appreciate it. Oh, so thank you.
Again, my pleasure. And Lauren, how do we find you? We had a chance to hear a little bit about what you're up to. Where do we find you so we can continue to stay in touch?
My website is lrpr.com.
Well, that's
easy.
I like the ring to that, lrpr.com.
Lauren Rosenberg, Public Relations.
Wonderful. And one more time, on behalf of your mom's business and your business on the interior design end of things.
That's ElaineRyan.com. Elaine Ryan Home Decorating Kit.
Wonderful. Thank you again.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from within the Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.